We'll be learning doing this year, learning Mishle. Mishle. Pasuk begins Mishle. Mishle Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. Vadaz Chachma Musa, Ohoven im Rebina. Chach Musa Haskel, Tzedek Umishpot Meisharim. Mishle, written by Shlomo HaMelech. Gemara tells us that Shlomo HaMelech wrote three svarim. In his youth, he wrote Shir Shirim, he was mature. And when he was a mature person, he wrote Mishle, and he is the Kuso, he wrote Koheles. Interesting that all three have a central theme of the Yeshivas of Torah. In his youth, he talked about his passion for Torah. As a mature human being, he talks L'Das Chochma Moshe. We'll see that actually Mishle is divided into three parts: Chochma, Musa, and Imre Bina. Imre Bina means Torah. And beginning in Parakof Hei, it says, Gamel Mishle Shlomo. And there he begins talking about the great Torah from Kof Hei. For the end. In the beginning, it's Chochma and Musa. In Koheles, he talks about Teir Sof Tovar and Kol Mishnah. It's Ki Yoro Abis Mitzvos Hashem. Koheles, end of his life. He's looking back in his life to think what was valuable in his life and what wasn't valuable in his life. But here he talks L'das Chochma Musa, Hovin Imre Bina. And the interrelationship between Chochma and Musa. Rabbi writes throughout that for a person to have Chochmas HaTorah, he has to have Midas Tevis. It's impossible to have Chochmas HaTorah without Midas Tevis. Take a look in the Yalkut. Das Chochma Musa. Says in Musa Lama Chochma. It first begins Mishle. Mem Gedol. It begins with a big mem. Lamed Shisana Bo Yom Mem Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Shlomo in a dream. What do you want? I'll give you whatever. I want Chochma. The question is, why all of a sudden did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to him in this name? What prompted this? The Medrash tells us. Why is there a big mem beginning at Mishle? Tell us that Shlomo HaMelech fasted for 40 days. He wanted chachma. He didn't, his bakoshes of chachma didn't begin with a dream. 40 days he was mispala. I want chachma. I want chachma. I want chachma. Connected the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai. Means, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give to Shlomo, he had to be in a matzah that he's ready to accept. He prepared himself for 40 days of tefillos and bakashas. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, Pasuk says, "Vayiten al Moshe kechaloso ledaber ito bar Sinai." Vayiten loshim matona. Medrash says every day Hakadosh Baruch Hu would teach in the whole Torah, and forget it. And at the end of 40 days, he tells Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Listen, I have to go down teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, and I don't have anything to teach. I forget, keep forgetting." So of course it says, I'll give you a matana. Here's the Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to him by matana, so why did he have to teach him 40 days till he forgot, teach, forget, teach? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us a matana of Torah unless he sees we have a driving need to understand it. Shlomo HaMelech had a dream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him such a dream. I have a choice between this and between whatever I want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only appeared to him in a dream when he knew he wanted chachma. He saw he was desperate for it. He made every effort for 40 days to daven to achieve it, recognizing that chachma comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up. Same thing is true. Moshe Rabbeinu, for 39 days he learns, he forgets. 39 days he learns, he forgets. But for 39 days he keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on, learning, forgetting, learning, forgetting, learning, forgetting. Doesn't stop. Until he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll keep going, but I have to go down to Klal Yisrael. What's going to be with them? It's Mishle. Chochma. Das Chochma Musa. Yesh Bodem Chochma, Aruhu Lomei Musa. The purpose of Chochma, and here we have a very, very different view than the general educated Western world. General educated Western world looks Chochma. Chochma is valuable in and of itself. That just says no. Cares about Chachma. If Chachma doesn't translate itself into telling me how to live a better life, it's not worth it. That's Chachma u'musr. The purpose of Chachma is to teach me how to lead a better life. Ein b'olam Chachma ein yochol l'mal musr. The musr is not just some sort of stupidity. Musa, Chachma, you have to understand what and how the right thing is to do. And here it's like a vicious cycle. The more you understand, the more you straighten out your life. The more your life is straightened out, the better you get, more Chachma you have. And it's not that I need one to get to the other, it's an ongoing process. Musa, probably people, they don't stop and think what their lives are about, should be doing with their lives, how they should be acting. And that is, Chochmah's bringing Musa, and then Musa will help Mulchah. If you don't have Midas, you're not going to help Mulchah. And that is the difference between Torah and all of the wisdoms in the world. You want to be a great mathematician, a physicist, a chemist, you can go to discussing human being in the world. There's no relationship. One of the great physicist of the world, an Englishman, Stephen Hawking. If you read his biography, he's one of the most disgusting human beings who ever lived. The way he describes his personal life. It's beyond description. There's no connection between the disgusting way he lives his life and the big physicist. Terry's different. Terry's the Chachman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can only sit inside someone who's on a certain magic. The way we learn Torah is very interesting. It's based, first of all, on another. I sat down to a Gemara. This Rashi is crazy. Okay? So I could say, okay, Rashi's stupid girl, go on. But that's not the way we learn. We begin with the Hanocha. Rashi knew what he was talking about. And if I think it's stupid, something's wrong with me. And I have to find out what's wrong with me till Rashi makes sense. It's a tremendous Hanocha the way we learn Torah. I get to Machlek Tzmi and Rabbi Tam, and I say, listen, they're both crazy. And so, no. If that's all, I'm crazy. So where did I go wrong? Why don't I understand that? What are they trying to tell me? You Torah is learned, you learn it in the way it's learned, measure the difference. The unbelievable Chachma. Without that, you don't get the Chachma Sabtah. So, if you take a look at the Mepharsh in the beginning, Mishlei Shlomo and Dovid Melech Yerusha. So why did he have to tell us who Zagrosas? If you don't know that this person is on a much higher madrega than you, you're not going to invest the time and the effort to squeeze out of it while you can. If you know this person is the greatest chachma that ever existed, so then you're going to break your head until you understand it. So chachma, musar, midas are all intertwined. Im yesh adam. However, Torah is not just sort of repeating things. But Torah is unbelievable chachma. And unless you've developed yourself in chachma, you can't understand Torah. Because it's the greatest chachma. Okay. Yes. That's the first thing. So, Tovaracha. Tzuch Adam Shebo Bino Lohavin Dova Mitoch Dova Hatzarech Luchol Duracha. It says as follows. What does the pasuk says? V'das chachma musar l'havin emrei bina. So first you know chachma, then you straighten out your life. Certain the madregas in Torah. The first madrega in Torah, I have to learn from that how I live a proper, exalted, superior life. And that's Lodaz Chochmah. Once I get there, L'chovin Imrei Bina. Torah is not just repeating it. Torah is Havana. And this is people make a mistake. It's supposed to be a Seder, but you don't understand it. That's not Torah. Torah is L'chovin Imrei Bina. What is L'chovin? So it says, maybe Dovah Mitoch Dovah. Not just memorizing it. You understand it well enough that you can apply it to a different case. Understand it well enough that from A you understand B goes to C goes to D. A deep understanding. So before you can get to the deep understanding of L'chovin Imrebina, I need L'odas Chochmamus. And before you do that, you have to know who's talking. Because if you didn't know who's talking, you're not going to be ready to break your head to understand anything. Once you know that it was Shlomo ben David who was Melech B'Yerushalayim, then you'll preach it the hachnor that's necessary. He's out to teach you how to get chokhmah u'musar and straighten out your life in an intelligent way. And then ultimately to get divrei bina. But I have to know where it's coming from, and that's it. I have to begin shlama. And that the Gros says. The Gros in Mishlei says. Says, it's telling me, listen, you understand it, you don't understand it. If you don't understand it, break your head till you understand. Because the Chochmah is bigger than yours, and in order to achieve Chochmah, you need Anor. Chazal tell us, Lomit, when the Rambam quotes the Halacha, Lomit Torah Nimshul Amayim. So if you take water, and you pour it on the side of a hill, it will flow down. It goes to the lowest point. Divrei Torah also go to the lowest point. A person considers himself an Onif. He gets divrei Torah. He's going to be self-critical. He's going to understand what's happening. And the ultimate goal of the Chochmah and the Musar is lahavin, understand imrei bina. The havanas ha-Torah of modern even dover mitoch dover. That is the ultimate goal, because that's what's machaber has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't have midas tovah, you can't become a chuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't learn tovah. Yeah, it doesn't work. Another thing is a real Talmud Chacham who's a mushkas in his midas. It doesn't work. Tovah is not physics, not mathematics. That is... Let's continue with the
How
does this matter? Other minutes
besides another?
Chaos. Person not in control of his emotions. He's going to twist all of his ideas into to be subservient to his emotions. A person is not in control of his attitude and emotion, so he can't be self-critical. He says, V'chein, if we know the person whose writing was a big Yerush Shemayim, so we will be mashabah ourselves. V'chein b'teirah. And there are three svarim here. One on Chochmah, one on Musa, one on Teirah. That's what it says, Shlomo ben David Melech Yerushalayim. Shlomo the Siv, he's Chochma, Yech Mikol Odom. Nege Musama ben David, Shoyo Chosid Godo. David HaMelech was a Chosid. What is Chosid means? Lifnim Yeshua Satim. Godo, extremely Lifnim Yeshua Satim. Amro Haroa David B'chalom Yitzapel. And David HaMelech was the paradigm of Midas Tovus. And Gemara says, "Brachos mitzayim v'beit." So, Rav David b'chalom mitzapel chesidus. Wasish. Okay. And it says, "Ben David, mishtoma yom malim b'kol mavosef." The Torah ma Melech Yisrael. It's the Melech Yisrael, and still, what was he busy doing? Understanding Torah. He was the number one person. He was nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nichna to Divrei Torah. The hachnor that's necessary for learning that Torah is true upon any Jew on any level. And even a Shlomo HaMelech has to have hachnor when it comes to Divrei Torah. Now the pasuk continues. What says here? Leda chochma. Shelo yipo bereshes hayetzahara shehu poresh l'raglo. That mumusa. Im yitzum is garbal of the yasas asma v'lishpas. Normally, a thinking person, a thinking person, has the ability to think through and see the emptiness in his heart. If not, mumusa. You break yourself. And he says, well, okay, after me Shabir is Yitzhak, and he's going to break his Yitzhara, you're a Shabir, but they're a Chatur. There are many things one can do in this world, and they're very praiseworthy. To break one's tie that he's no longer about tie is a very exalted thing. But it can be done in a terrific way. It can be done in a non-terrific way. So when it says Musar, it goes hand in hand with Hovin and Ribbon. And the deeper you understand tie, the more you can make sure that how you are breaking the tie is a terrific way. Lo yet tzaddik harbe yosim mashikosa b'teira. She signed a kol shivu fast the whole week. V'chat Musa haska. Tachtas hu lukachas musa haska hayu she yatzliach kamo she kosa. You have to be maskla matzliach. So he says a very interesting thing. The musa, some people feel it's a twisted mentality. The more you fail, the more l'shem shemayim you are. There's tzidkis and there's no tzidkis in fail, says the book. No, because of a person. What does the pasuk say? It says, yes. What is the word maskil? Kach musa haskil. With hatzlocha. Okay, now. What is he telling you? Try to evaluate his opening statement. His opening statement is that a person, in order to achieve Torah, has to be brutally honest with himself. And that's only going to happen if he breaks his ego and he knows how to live his life on a certain madrega. And he does it al-pi Torah. That is Shlomo HaMelech is giving a hakdama, and we're talking about chochma, talking about musa. But remember, it's all up in Torah, it's all with me, the stars. And I'm tired, so I stopped it over. We have three things from Shlomo HaMelech. We have Shirim, Mishlei, Kohelis. We also have Abraham. The whole Eruvin is Shlomo HaMelech's Chochmah. Ha'am Masechet Yadayim is Shlomo HaMelech's Chochmah. Not that Shlomo HaMelech was just into these things. He knew Kol HaTorah Kulu. Shlomo HaMelech's Chochmah came from the deepest Havana Satayr that came, because Shlomo gave him a present after Bakosh HaSafach. and it goes hand in hand with the midas of the previous Doris, because that's a necessary thing to get the Chochmas HaTorah. And requires a tremendous bakoshes hachach, that this is the only thing I need, and it's lohovin. That way you're going to get to a deep havana, because you have to free yourself of everything, just think intensely and deeply about Torah. And that is, once you have a disconnect from the world around you, you'll merely ask yourself to be in control of the world inside of you, and then you're going to get lohovin, the proper understanding of what Torah is all about. And that is what Shlomo HaMelech says he's going to be showing you in the rest of the Sefer. Okay, can you give me 5-10 minute break? We'll have Shir in 10 minutes.